But keep an eye out. Things might change. Things might change for the better. Keep an eye. How about that? How about that's the way we look at life? The way God always takes us from one place to another, correct? And we're on the verge of a new going forward, are we not? I hope we're not going to be the same as we were in the past. We learned some things, have we not, throughout all of our life journey? The older you get, the more wisdom you get because you have more life experiences as well. And you can learn along the way, can't you? And so now we're at that point where we're moving into a different arena, if you will. The future, we call it. Oh. So the past is gone. The future's before us. And we're living in the present. Right here, right now. I think we've all gotten the chance to really appreciate the present, haven't we? And the presence of other people, haven't we? Especially when we were apart. You kind of really wanted to be around people all of a sudden. Well, kind of interesting, right? You don't know what you got till it's gone, the song says, right? But here we are together again. And we're on the verge of a new horizon, evidently, the song said. But we're going forward, are we not? But we got to keep an eye out. So we go in the right direction always. Thus the scriptures this morning. Joshua chapter 3. Prior to this, God had told Joshua, it's time to move through the Jordan. To go to the other side. To get to the promised land. It's today's the day. Or tomorrow, actually, it was going to be. And so he told all the people to get their provisions ready. And, you know, pack a lunch, whatever the case might be. Or leave some things behind that you don't want to take to that other place. Amen? So we can leave shame behind. We can leave guilt behind. We can leave pain behind. We can leave judgment behind. We can leave criticism behind. We can leave a lot of, you pick your own, I'm just listing mine. But needless to say, you can leave those things behind, right? Because we're going to a new promised land, the God that promised, God has promises for us, a land of blessings. That's what God is always leading us to. Do you not know that? Always. Regardless of what life circumstances are, he's always going to take us from one place to a better place, always. And the journey may not seem so pleasant in the process. But we learn to love the journey, too, sometimes. As we go through it together, right? That's where the presence of God and the presence of other people can help us through the journey to the where? Promised land. That's where we're all headed eventually. So in chapter 3, we see it. Early the next morning, Joshua and all the Israelites left Acacia and arrived at the banks of the Jordan River, where they camped before crossing. 3 days later, the Israelite leaders went through the camp given these instructions. When you see the Levitical priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, follow them. So what are they going to keep an eye out for? The Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant. What's in the Ark of the Covenant? Well, we know there's the Ten Commandments. We know there's the daily manna. We also know upon the top of that is the mercy seat. The mercy seat. Forgiveness and mercy are always a part of God's presence. And the very presence of God is there in between those two ends of that square covenant box. There's the presence of God. The glory of God would often come down upon that Ark of the Covenant. And so what are you going to keep an eye out for? The Ark of the Covenant, which is the presence of God. Follow that. Follow that. You'll see in a minute. Okay. And it says here, follow them. Since you have never traveled this way before, they will guide you. Who's going to guide you? Levitican priests, right? The leaders that God has chosen to carry the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of God, they're going to lead you forward to a place you've never been before. Some of us are in places we've never been before, recently maybe. Some similarities, maybe not so much. We've never been here before, right? And we're going to a place we've never been before either. Where is that? The future, the promised land, place of betterment where God is, right? But who's going to lead the way? God is. God is. Beautiful. And then it says this, stay about a half a mile behind them, keeping a clear distance between you and the ark. Make sure you don't come any closer. Now, some people might say, wait a minute here. Why are we having to be a half a mile back and not get close to the presence of God? Is God going to zap us or something? No, the reason is this. There's thousands of people that are going to follow this to cross the Jordan River, keep in mind. Slightly more than us in this room. Right? So there's a lot of people. So just think about it this way. If somebody's holding the Ark of the Covenant, which was very heavy, and they're holding it up and they're carrying it on their shoulders, right? And you're way in the back of the pack. Have you ever been to a movie theater where you say, down in front? Because you can't see, right? You can't see what's ahead of you, right? So you see why it's so important that those that are in leadership, those of us that have the Ark of the Covenant within us, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the presence of God, why we're always supposed to be leading people forward. And so we don't want other people to block their view, right? And sometimes we're the ones that block the view by the way we often sometimes maybe act, right? We get in people's way sometimes of seeing the presence of God. But that's the reason God said to be sure that they kept their distance so that the people way at the back of the line could still see the Ark of the Covenant from a distance. So that not only the people closest to the Ark, but also those way back away could see to do what? Follow. To follow. Who's leading? God is leading. God is just using a couple of people to carry the ark. That's all many of us are as leaders in a church even. We're just carrying the ark of God. We're just out in front, just holding, you know, bringing forward the word of God, bringing forward the presence of God, hopefully living in such a way that we're good examples of God, that you want to follow that. And not only the leaders, that's also reflective of who? Say it. All of you, that's right. Say, that's thank you. Okay, very nice. All of us, right? All of us, particularly now that we all have the Holy Spirit in us. God's Spirit is within us. The very presence of God is with us when? Everywhere, always, all the time, 24/7. Are you ever apart from the presence of God? Even if you're not at church. Is the presence of God only here in around these walls? Where's the presence of God? Everywhere. And what are you doing with the presence of God? Following. You're following, right? And people are following you. You understand that, don't you? So don't we want to make sure we're not impeding people's view of God, but also standing out in front and making sure God's guiding us to the right path, correct? How do you know God's guiding you to the right path? Well, a lot of guesses. I like this. You know that song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus? I'm not going to sing it. You're okay. Nothing's going to change your future that badly. The cross before me. You see, the Ark of the New Covenant was something in the Old Testament. Now we have the cross before us, don't we? The cross before me, the past behind me. We're always following who? Jesus. His way. The way he taught. And that's where you can see it in the Word of God. You can see his example it all throughout the Gospels. You see everything there is to know about the qualities of Jesus Christ. And not only that, we now have the Holy Spirit within us because he said we would. And so now guess what? Every decision we ever make, every bit of guidance we ever need, every direction we ever need to go in the right direction comes from within the Holy Spirit in us. Isn't that good news? So even if somebody's in your way in the front of you and you know, let's put it this way. How many of us have been distracted maybe once in a while? Squirrel! All of us can, what, right? In our humanness, right? So now just imagine if you're walking following this ark, right? You know, we're getting to the cross of the Jordan in a second. But just imagine, right? There's this huge crowd, right? And so the Levitican priests, they head out. They start going forward to cross the Jordan. They're at the edge of the Jordan, right? And there they're going. And all of a sudden, the Jordan starts to part. just like the Red Sea did. And you get distracted. And the whole crowd is going across the Jordan. And there's the Levitican priest. They stand in the middle of it on dry ground, by the way. You can continue in the scriptures. They stop in the middle. And what are they doing while they're in the middle? They're still holding up the ark, right? They've got their arms up like this, or on their shoulders, rather, holding up that, you know, there's a poles between it. But they're standing there waiting for everyone to cross the Jordan, it says in the latter part of the scriptures. Now, if you're distracted, don't you feel bad for those Levitican priests having to stand there and stand there and stand there holding this heavy, heavy, heavy ark going, oh, they're on their phone. Oh, they're checking their Facebook. Oh, they're TikToking. Is that such a thing? Did I say it right? Tack-ticking? I don't know. They're Snapchatting. I don't know what they're doing. They're bubble bouncing. I don't. And they're upset with somebody. They didn't like this person in front of them, and they don't want to be near them, and they don't understand where their brother went. Why is he walking with that woman? And what the heck was, why didn't I bring my better shoes? Did these shoes look all right? Oh. Part of ministry, oh, is this us waiting for you to keep an eye out. To keep an eye out for the fact that God wants to move you from one place to another. And for you to do what? Keep following. And keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Because, you see, what would happen if in the middle of that water that's there, that's around their feet ever so slightly with the dry ground, and the Levitican priests start talking to each other and saying, hey, you know, I don't see so-and-so. They're part of that. Well, let's put this ark down, and let's go looking for them. And the water gushes back. You see my point to a certain degree? In other words, what I'm saying is this. The distractions all of us have need to be set aside. If you're being distracted and you're looking at something else or following something else or being involved in something else in your life, you cannot possibly see what's ahead of you, can you? You cannot see the eye of the tiger or the light that's out there. You cannot see the Ark of the Covenant. You can't see the cross in front of you because your eyes are somewhere else, are they not? Now, are the rest of us going to get across? Because we're following. We don't want to leave anybody behind, do we? So I guess what I'm saying is this. One of the things that through this process of what we see through these scriptures is that all the people kept their eyes on the Ark of the Covenant, and they kept moving forward, and they made it to the other side, by the way. All of them, including the Levitican priests. Now, if you're somebody that's on the way trying to follow that and you get distracted or you get tired or whatever the case might be, the thing I think you need to do is refocus. Take your eyes off the problem. Take your eyes off the pain. Take your eyes off the past. Take your eyes off whatever it is you got your eyes on. And where do you have to keep an eye out for? What's ahead of you? Jesus ahead of you, the cross ahead of you, however you perceive that to be. Your eyes always on God, the presence of God. That's where we need to keep our eyes always, no matter where we're going. And the interesting thing I was thinking, you know, I love words, of course, and the word refocus came into my mind. Because I don't know about you, I kind of lose focus from time to time. I know you never see that with me at all whatsoever. I'm back. We're all in our humanness. We can do that, can't we? But here's what refocus is. To focus on something again. So if you lose sight of the cross, of Jesus, of your future, of hope, of all those things because you've got your eyes where? Somewhere else besides on God and God's power, God's strength, and everything that God can do. refocus again back on God. We call that prayer. We call that asking God, what could help me refocus here? Let me start thinking about you again, God, not just myself. So maybe I keep an eye out, meaning I, me. Maybe I keep eye out of it and keep my eye, E-Y-E, on God. When self gets dimmer, we can focus more on God, can't we? And here's the other thing that refocuses, to change emphasis or direction. Emphasis. All of us throughout our life, we have emphasis. Is that a proper word? No, it isn't. Emphases. Emphasize? I don't know. See, now we're off on another tangent. How easy. Oh, refocus. We all put our attention to something all the time, don't we? Where your attention goes, so your energy flows too. Where do you want to put your energies? Towards God, towards good, towards serving, towards loving, right? Towards the presence of God, the following what God would have us do and be. This is an endurance race, is it not? We sure learned that this past year. Somebody was telling me this morning, they didn't know if this was us being, how short and a blip would it be compared to how long we live? Would it seem like a long time or a short time? Some days seemed like they were like 47 to 100 hours. But in this endurance race, as it says in Hebrews chapter 12, it says, since we're surrounded by a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that easily hinders our progress, right? Remember that they had to let go of the stuff in the past, Joshua and his friends, right? The Israelites dropped the old stuff so they could be moving forward. So Christ has taken away our sins, right? You know you're sin-free. So you have no burdens either because you gave them all to God, right? All right, let's try that again. So you have no burdens either because you gave them all to God, right? Yes? Very nice. Therefore, unhindered, unencumbered, free, you can now cross over into the next place. But you also have to consider, what am I going to focus my attention on going forward? Let us run with endurance the race that God has set before this. And here's how we do it. Do you ever want to know how to live your life to the best, fullest, most meaningful way? Anybody want that answer to that question? That deep, theological, emotional, physical, oh, everything question? What was the question? How do we run this race of endurance? We do it by keeping our eyes on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from start to finish. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Throughout Scripture, we see in the New Testament how many times Jesus said, come follow me. And how many people actually followed him. We do know of 12 minus 1. Judas didn't follow all the way. Took his eyes off him, didn't he? We can see what happens when we take our eyes off God, right? Well, we're not going to do that, are we? Because we're going forward, right? And we got a moment right here, right now, that the past is behind you. The cross is before you, which the cross always represents forgiveness and grace and mercy. So no matter what you do from point A to point B, you always have grace and mercy available to you. And then God is leading you to a new promised place of hope, joy, peace, love, all the things that you need. Why? Because you're always going to be in the presence of God when you put your focus on God. Because when you think about God, all the other things fall away, do they not? So, back to Joshua, I guess. Verse 14, when the people set out to cross the Jordan, the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. So the reason we go ahead of you with decisions and things of this nature is so that you have a means by which you can follow. And who are we going ahead of you with? God. So if we're all in all of this together, if all of us are going together forward with God, and all of us have our eyes on God only, and not on the things of the world, not of the things of this earth, not of the things that scare us, are we all going to make it across the Jordan? How fast are we going to do that? If the Ark of the Covenant is ahead of you, if God is leading you to wherever God's leading you, and you're following, does it matter how fast it takes to get there or slow? You're just doing what? Following. And you're keeping your eyes on God. Exactly. So for those of you that want to know where your life journey is headed next, if you're following God, you don't need to know, do you? Because where's it going? Somewhere better, somewhere good, somewhere filled with love and peace and joy and everything that we've ever needed or wanted, all of us. But you got to keep an eye out. Because if we're not careful and you take your eyes off God, you can kind of lose him in the crowd, can't you? I don't know how tall Jesus really was, but I don't think he was a very tall man. But you notice the crowds followed behind him, didn't they? They found a way to follow behind him, didn't they? One of them even climbed a tree to get a good look at him, didn't he? See, whenever you're willing to truly commit yourself to only following God, and that's your number one goal, and you refocus only on God and not yourself, then you're going to find your way down the path that God wants to lead you. Can other things get in the way of that? So what do you say? Down in front. I got to keep my eyes on Jesus. And for all of us that are walking the path together, may none of us restrict another person from coming into that same journey. And may we not block the way and try to get too close ourselves and keep other people away. It's all about all of us crossing, right? All of us. God wants everyone into the kingdom of God. So your next, I guess, challenge for the up-and-coming lifetime you have in the future is one thing. Keep an eye out for Jesus. Every day, every moment of the day, any time of the day. And if you happen to be following him and he says, hey, there's a person over there, they need to follow too. You invite them along the trip, don't you? You invite them along the trip. And they say, where are we going? And sometimes we say, well, I don't know. I'm just following Jesus. Where are you headed? I have no idea. I'm just following Jesus. When are we going to get there? I don't know. But come on, let's go. Let's see what this new journey is going to be all about. You ready to sign up for that? Just like God parted the Red Sea, parted the Jordan, and now he's parted the pandemic for us. But we got to refocus, for sure. It's a good opportunity now at the beginning of a movement forward to make sure all of us together keep our eyes on Jesus, the Word of God, and following him forward. For all of our lives, whether we're together here or wherever we might be. And where's that presence of God? Are you going to need the priest to hold up the Ark of the Covenant for you to see? Not anymore. Good, my arms are getting tired. Where's the presence of God? Within you. Within you. How do you know where to go and what to do? go within. You ask God yourself. Isn't that good to know that you have God with you all the time? Where are you headed? Don't know. Don't care. But I know who I'm going with. That matters more than anything, right? Where are we going to end up? The promised land. Bless you. So, church, I'm going to ask us all to refocus. Our mind has been on an awful lot of things this past year. God holds our future. We know that He tells us in His Word. He has plans for us. Plans not to harm us, plans to bless us and to give us hope and a future. So you ready to cross to the new place, wherever that's going to be? You're going to keep an eye out for Jesus all the time? You're going to go within when you need an answer to a question and just listen to the voice of God speak to you? He's great at giving directions, and He'll never get you lost. Refocus, refocus. Keep an eye out for God. And keep your eye, me, myself, and I, out of the rest of your life. And I promise you, we'll all get there together and celebrate together. Amen? Amen.